Praise be Jesus and Mary. During the Christmas octave, the church celebrates today's feast of the Holy Family. Now, this is most appropriate, you know, since during Christmas we celebrate the Nativity of our Lord, which took place in the context of family life. Today's feast day offers us the opportunity to reflect together upon family life according to the divine plan, the sanctification of family life, and also the struggles and the challenges that families face in today's world. So firstly, during Christmas, we celebrate the most stupendous event in all of human history, the birth of the Son of God into our world. Christ could have come into this world in so many different ways. You know, there were limitless ways in which he could take on human flesh in this world, make his appearance on the world stage. He could have, for example, just appeared on the scene out of thin air, as it were. You know, no trace of human lineage at all. Or he could have come in glorious majesty, floating on the clouds, as it were, from heaven, entering into, this world of ours, and so many other ways. But among all the ways available to our Lord, he chose only one way, and that way was in the context of a family, to be a child of a mother. Christ wanted to be like us in all things except sin. And so he came into this world as we ourselves have come into this world, as members of human families. Mary was truly our Lord's biological mother. Joseph was his adoptive father. And together they formed a true human family, what's been called an earthly trinity. Perhaps the best reflection of the Holy Trinity itself. In this way, he elevated all the more the great dignity and beauty of family life, which has its origins in God, the author of family life. Christmas, therefore, is a preeminently feast of the family and for the family. But our Lord didn't content himself with just entering this world in the context of a family, to be born as a member of a family. He lived the vast majority of his life on earth, enjoying family life. For nearly 30 years or so, he lived a simple, ordinary, humble, hidden life with his family, with Mary and Joseph, in the home at Nazareth. It's true that the 30 years leading up to his public ministry, which lasted just a few years, a few short years, leading up to his death, resurrection, accomplishing the redemption at that point. Those 30 years, however, were years of redeeming work for our Lord. They were part of the work of his redemption. So by his fidelity to family life on a day-to-day basis, Jesus was redeeming the world. By his obedience to his parents and loving service towards them, by his diligent fulfillment of his daily work as the carpenter, or the son of the carpenter with Joseph, and fulfilling his other duties and chores he had at home, perhaps to help his mother around the house, Jesus was redeeming the world. By his prayers in private, or with his prayers with his family, with his parents, or by his leisurely time spent in joyful recreation with them, Jesus was redeeming the world. Jesus lived out fully what he himself had made with his heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit, the family. By doing so, he gave us the most perfect example to follow, to reach holiness of life as families, especially Christian families. As the Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches us, the hidden life of the Holy Family at Nazareth allows everyone to enter into fellowship with Jesus by the most ordinary events of daily life. While the members of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, were all holy, Jesus, being God, could not but be holiness itself, being God, Mary, being the holiest of God's creatures, the Immaculate One, and Joseph, we would say, the second holiest among all of God's creatures. The members of every other human family are not always so holy, oftentimes very far from it. Sadly and unfortunately, many families, including Christian families, nowadays especially, are dysfunctional, if not utterly destroyed. And the problems that afflict many families today are particularly numerous and grave, and frighteningly so during these past several decades. For example, widespread divorce, divorce, remarriage, contraception, abortion, and in more recent times, you know, pornography. And then we have same-sex marriages and other inventions that will come down the road shortly. All attempts to undermine and, we could say, you know, destroy marriage according to God's plan. So we can see why Sister Lucia Fatima once wrote in a letter to a cardinal, words by now that are quite well known and verified, that, quote, "The final battle between the Lord and the reign of Satan will be about marriage and the family." Again, the final battle between the Lord and the reign of Satan will be about marriage and the family. So yes, the attack on the family in our day is nothing short of diabolical. Thankfully, all is not lost, and there are many forms of help available for us, for Christian families who are unwilling to sit back and do nothing while families are being torn apart and their own families are being threatened one after the other. And the most important form of help that we have is obviously to turn to our Lord, the one who gave us marriage and family life to begin with. Families must stay focused on God and pray together if they are to survive, let alone thrive, which our Lord desires both. As Father Patrick Peyton, the Rosary priest, repeated over and over again, the family that prays together stays together. Praying the Mass together, praying the Rosary together, praying before Jesus in the tabernacle or in Eucharistic Adoration chapels together, even for short visits, praying at meals together. Yes, all this will help keep families together, and not only that, to grow together in happiness and holiness. Today's feast day of the Holy Family calls for a renewal of family life, beginning with Christian families, because Christian families have a special responsibility in living out family life in all of its beauty and dignity and goodness, as God intends, as the most beautiful way to praise God, the creator of the family, and also to evangelize this world of ours that is spiraling, not upwards, but downwards. Downwards towards ever lower forms of sin, vice, and we could just say plain insanity. The Christian family must be a beacon of light in this world, wrapped in moral and spiritual darkness and chaos. If Christian families were just that, Christian, that in itself would do much good for the church and for the world, to be faithful to their identities as families of Christ, for Christ, in Christ, no matter what the cost, without compromise. Sister Lucia Fatima, who earlier we mentioned, has stated that the final battle would be over marriage and the family, also gave us the following words of encouragement. She says, "Don't be afraid, because everyone who works for the sanctity of marriage and the family will always be contended and opposed in every way, because this is the decisive issue. However, Our Lady has already crushed its head, the serpent's head, the devil's head." So dear Christian families, may the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph be your constant model for inspiration and imitation, as well as your continual source of strength and intercession. Should you remain faithful and close to the Holy Family, no doubt your family too will be a little holy family, a happy family, a family that gives fitting glory and praise to what we might call the divine family of the Most Holy Trinity, to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.